Hi, welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will. With me are my two sexy sidekicks, always here.
Elijah, that's what's up.
Sexy Rexy.
Today we're going to talk about anything and everything, all the funny things in between. Like this weekend, I watched It Chapter 2.
Okay.
And I got to say, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, the first one was better.
First one definitely a lot better. Second one's good. No, it's good. It's just... it was more plot building than anything, and it just took forever to get to, like you know, the supposable scary parts, because I didn't find it scary. It was creepy, but...
I will say, they did a crazy good job at picking...
The cast actors. For the kids? Yeah.
Like, the adults look so much like the kids. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Even the chunky guy.
Yeah.
Like the chunky kid.
Yeah,
like,
I know
his adult version, his buff version. I was like, he looks like him in the face. Like, it's creepy.
He really does.
I don't know how they did that. I don't know.
It's 27 years after.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like every 27 years or something. Anyways, it's some years after, and those of them who moved away from the town, something happens to their memory. When they're away from the town, they forget about Pennywise, really anything that happens to them. It just, you know, it like blanks out of their head, and they completely forget their childhood and everything. And
they remember a couple little pieces, but not
much.
Yeah,
bits and pieces, but not much. You know, nothing to make them want to come back, you know? But it's cool you know, how you're saying the adult actors and the younger actors look alike. They allowed the children from the first one to pick their actors that they wanted them to portray them as adults.
That's cool.
It was cool. But there were some parts I didn't like. Like, when they did flashbacks from when they were a kid, they had to use, like, CGI.
I saw that. Yeah, especially with the chunky kid.
Yeah.
Cheeks, you could totally tell.
Yeah, and, like, their voices.
Yeah.
So, like, their voices, they're a little bit higher than what they were, and they're faster. Like, they talk a lot faster. And that bugged me a little bit.
It probably bugged me, too.
I just felt like the first one was just scarier.
It's like
too.
Their regular voice was like this, right? You know, they would talk like this. And then in the movie, they were talking like this, and it was really, really, really weird. And it was like, why? Why did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I definitely thought the first one was scarier, though.
Mm-hmm. By far, a lot scarier. Like, I'm not going to go into it in case somebody hasn't seen it yet. But, you know, the end fight was really good. You know,
yeah, he turns into some. I don't know what the heck it is.
It's like a weird, obviously a clown spider.
It's like his original form or something like that, like a spider thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I heard the book gets crazy though. Like the book's way worse.
Yeah, I heard that when they're stuck in the sewer, they're stuck, they're lost.
Yeah,
because their innocence and their innocence keeps them lost. So for them to get out, they have to not be innocent. So they have to sleep with what's her name. I heard.
All of them?
All of them have to sleep with her to be able to get out, right?
Jesus.
But I'm not, that's just what I heard. And I was like, holy crap.
What, like 12, 13?
Yeah. And then like in this one, obviously that doesn't happen. They're not going to have children having, you know, an orgy.
I would hope not.
Not on camera.
I wonder how they figured out that they had to have sex.
I think it was something that Pennywise said about their innocence and whatnot, and the reason why they're stuck.
They're, you know, in the first one, they fight and whatever, and they separate, and then she brings them back together by doing that, doesn't she, or something crap like that?
Are you talking about, like, wait, are you talking that it was after they got out and after they fought with each other? And she brought them all back together because she had sex with all of them. I thought they were lost in the sewer, and then their innocence was...
I don't remember what happened from everything I've heard, but who knows.
I'm gonna have to read the book, or at least audiobook
it.
No, I've never listened to it.
A person who says he likes books like that.
I do like books like that, but I listen to, like, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, what's some more? Can't even think of it right now. I'm spacing. Oh, I like
Twilight.
No, I never listened to Twilight.
Are you sure?
No, I read Twilight, but I never listened to Twilight.
You seem like a Twilight guy.
Yeah, I totally seem like a Twilight guy. You know, totally. Like, you know, the best ending to one of the Twilight books and movies would have been if Blade or Sam and Dean from Supernatural walked in. That would have been perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect.
My friend made fun of me for watching that show. That's a really good show.
Which one?
Supernatural. I love that show, dude.
It's all about Vampire Diaries, baby. Vampire Diaries.
You would like Vampire Diaries. Good, you're giving me crap about Twilight, and then you go and watch that. Oh my god.
It's a good show.
No, I mean, I can't say it's not because I've never seen it, but I definitely heard it's like a chick flick. Chick flick.
I mean, depends. Just, you know, what you call chick flick, I mean.
Like, you also like The Notebook.
Hey, that's a good movie, too. That's a good movie, too.
Dude, you're so feminine.
Hey, women like it when you watch that stuff with them. I'm just saying.
You know what women really like?
Hmm.
We're not getting into that. Because no man knows what a woman really likes.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
No.
I know what a woman likes, dog. But I can't say it on this.
Rex just wishes.
Anyways, but like... It. That's what we were talking about. Jesus, we went way off real quick. From It to Pleasing Women, awesome. That's a good combination,
right? We went full circle there, baby.
Like, I'm surprised we didn't end up leading into, like, the 50 Shades of Grey because, you know, It torturing people and killing them.
Dumb.
Never seen them. Never going in.
Dumb.
My wife wanted me to watch them. I was like, no, I'm going to go play my video game.
My wife made me watch the first one with her and the second one. And I just
made him watch them.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. She's like, you're watching these with me. Because she bought,
you're
she
watching
bought,
this with
she
me,
bought me something,
Rex.
So she's like,
so we can learn some stuff because...
I was like, oh,
no,
you
my
don't
wife,
please me.
My wife tried to make me do that. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'll sit there. And then like the movie started. I was like, yeah, I'm bored. I'm leaving. And I got up and I left
but
the room. She's
I
like...
I didn't want to watch it. So I just sat there and pointed out every little dumb detail. And she's like, just get out of here. And I was just like, there it is. I win.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Rexy here got a nice piece of ink up on his arm right now.
Hell yeah. It's super painful, though.
It's, yeah, because he got it's a cover-up, but it's
cat.
Nice.
It's like cat.
That is a
it's
wolf.
A wolf.
Uh-huh. What kind of... Right, okay. What the...
You're so dumb.
Like, what? But it's a nice piece of ink. It's up to him if he wants to put it up on Facebook. You know, if he does, it's on his. He'll post it to the group.
It only took him 3 hours to do this.
That's dang. That's nice. That's a lot of fur.
What would this be considered, a quarter sleeve? I guess. Because forearm down is
like,
half a sleeve, and it's half of my forearm, so it'd be quarter of a sleeve, I guess.
I guess
it's a quarter sleeve.
I have no tat, no ink, nothing done. I don't know.
Yet, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I want. I don't want to be down the line and be like, you know what? I really fucking hate this. Take it off. That's not how tattoos work.
It's forever. Oh. So I just get him covered up.
Oh, yeah. So I can have him dig into my arm for 3.5
that
hours.
That hurts so bad. It was just 3 hours.
Whatever. Plus, you were there for how long waiting for your turn?
Not very long.
Oh, okay.
Because it was an appointment. So at that time, he was free.
But... Yeah, I never read. Yeah, I'm jumping.
They don't draw
right
free.
Back.
They kind of like
yeah,
the woods.
All over
the
place,
the
woods. A little, yeah, but I because I saw his arm and it looks really good. Except for when he has his arm bent, the moon looks like an egg.
Yeah, I have to have my arm
straight. Look,
egg.
Nice
egg.
It does.
Why is it all black except for his eyes are all green looking or something?
They're yellow.
So
and
it pops.
He did white highlights.
All right.
But anyways, we're gonna go back because we're getting off topic.
First, real quick, since we're already on
motherfuck.
I also watched Sonic the Hedgehog this weekend.
What?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I'm
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really glad they fixed his eyes.
Dude, me too.
They fixed all of them.
We
well,
cyber,
yeah, but like we
cyber bullied a studio
crap
to
out of that
good.
Studio.
Yeah.
Like
if it was that Sonic, I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah. Was it okay or?
It was good. Yeah. I liked it a lot. I went in there and there's like a ton of kids. Some lady brought a goddamn baby.
Like a real baby.
Okay. Baby. Like, she had a stroller off to the side. I was just like, what is this chick doing?
That happened to me when I was watching Underworld. Somebody brought their freaking, like, one-year-old. I was like, what the frick are you doing?
Well, I mean, you know, some parents don't find that a problem.
I saw a parent...
Like, was he screaming and whatnot through the theater?
He was crying.
Oh.
And the parents are like... And everybody's, like, telling them, you know, them to be quiet. And she's like, he's just a baby. Like,
well, then take him out.
Like,
that means you don't go out on a date night anymore.
Or you get a
babysitter. Especially because it's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, who takes...
I went to...
Freaking
me
babysitter.
And like two of my friends went and watched Sausage Party.
Oh, God.
That movie. And I saw a family come in. It was like a wife and husband with like three small kids. Couldn't be... Maybe the oldest was a little bit above 5.
Oh,
maybe.
Man.
They left.
Well, yeah. It's a
minutes.
Movie called Sausage Party.
Well, it, like, from the commercials, it looks okay.
No.
Yeah,
like,
it
did.
You could tell it was going to be bad.
I think they were just dumb. And then also you come in, it's rated R. Like, did you see that movie?
Yeah, I didn't see it in theaters.
Dude,
but...
the ending. Oh, oh my god.
Fucking douche. Just going after orgy. Everybody. Oh,
oh
god.
Oh my god. No, I'm talking about the food orgy at the end.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
But the douche was funny, though.
Yeah. It's all fucking juiced up.
He's a bro.
He's a bro.
Hey, whoa. Go back and going back to Sonic. Was Tails in there?
No,
what?
Dude.
No, he's not in his Sonic universe. He's in our universe. Because the rings.
No,
right?
He was in Sonic's universe. He was in his own universe.
What the fuck?
And there's a because in the beginning it shows him as a kid. Like a small
Sonic. Hedgehog. Gotcha.
Yeah, but and he's running around and stuff like that. And he explains throughout the whole movie that he's supposed to hide his power and stuff like that. But he's like, I couldn't help it. I love it or whatever. Basically, and he runs up to. It's like his teacher, kind of like it's an owl lady, and she's like, you can't be running around. People are gonna catch you, and they're always gonna want your power. It's like, mm-hmm. They're always gonna want that.
Okay.
She's basically telling that you always have to be on the run, and he doesn't want to be on the run his whole life. But and then they
but
get attacked
so
in the beginning. They get attacked, and he has to escape. And that like the rings is weird because it was never in the. As far as I know,
I could have sworn the rings were teleportation in one of the games.
But yeah, like she, you had to think of where you wanted to go, and you threw the ring, and.
So he just. Randomly thought of our universe?
No, she ended up.
Oh, okay.
The one who threw
what did
it.
You think about Jim Carrey as the Dr. Eggman?
It was hilarious. It was so funny,
dude. That's so
he
good because
perfect.
His last.
There's
couple
gonna be
movies
a number
like,
two. There's gonna be number two on how it ended. There's a number two, 100%.
I mean, Jim Carrey, like
his last few movies, man. It's just been, like movies. His but, last few movies.
But he was good in this one. He was really good for this role.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Like, let's see, what was the name of that movie? He went, like, crazy after this movie because he really, like, went into depth of the character. I can't remember what it was, but he portrayed another comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, he dove into this. Heath Ledger dove into this. Because the comedian had split personalities that he was impersonating.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, yeah... Jim Carrey's personality, the original guy's personality, and then the split personality, like, stuck in him for a while, and he was, oh, man, he was, but it was good. It was a good scene, but,
I
or a good
Jim.
Movie.
Especially, like, in the 90s, early 2000s, Jim Carrey's movies were the shit.
Ace Fan.
Oh, yeah. The Mask.
The Mask.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I liked
him.
The Mask is 80s, isn't
I'll it? Give you this one. He was a good pick in DC's Batman. I liked him as the Riddler. I
oh
did like
God.
It
going
a
back
Riddler.
To Batman huh are we
no no Batman? Just that one him and Tommy Lee Jones you can't go wrong with Tommy Lee Jones I mean
okay.
I don't think anyways
was it Yes Man
I like Yes Man
was
Yes Man was good
there's
the
Liar Liar
what?
That's where you can't no there's that Tom Hanks
Liar Liar
Hanks.
No Liar Liar is Jim Carrey
there's one with Tom Hanks in it and about his son he works for no oh fuck what am I talking about no FedEx is where that's
yeah.
Passed away.
You are horrible with movies, right, Meow?
I know. I'm bad right now, dude.
Right, Meow. I mean, license and registration, Meow.
$20? I'll call him a chicken fuck.
License and registration. Chicken fuck.
Oh, Man on the Moon. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, Man on the Moon. Yeah. That one, it was a good movie, but he went.
This is the
yeah.
Yeah, he went bonkers after this part.
I knew when you said that, I was like, I feel like I've seen
it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I've watched it a couple times.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good.
I'll probably watch it this weekend.
But, like, it's like a documentary kind of deal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he like, the actor that he's portraying, or the comedian
that he's...
So
filmed as, like, a documentary?
No, there's certain parts that are, like, you know, the camera's in the background, and it's, like shooting it for TV.
Oh, okay.
But it's the story of his life. Like, right. What is that? A... videography or whatever the heck it's called, like an autobiography but for video. Anyways,
yeah,
there's a part that I like. He was this guy, he was telling us he would go out.
Wait. We gotta take a quick break. Sorry. Just a second.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. It wasn't even half.
I'm sorry, Willie.
Anyways. He does this like scene where he goes to this college and like he was on this show for a long time and he had like this usual line that he would just stick to, always just stick to it.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get away from that, the comedian was. So he would try to go and do new material. Well, the audience kept harassing him to say the line, act like this, act like that. In the middle of his skit, these people start doing that. And he's like looking at him like, what the fuck? I'm trying to give you guys a good show, and you want me to bring up all this old material. So what he does is he walks off stage, and he walks back on stage with a stool and a book. And he sets the stool down and right in front of his mic. And he folds his leg over his leg, and he opens the book, and he just starts reading this book until his entire time is up. And he goes, thank you for coming, and he leaves. Like, I thought that was hilarious, but, like, I mean, they shouldn't have been...
the part where he goes to the kitty club, the Hooskow, I don't know what they want to call it.
Man.
And he's, like, doing pillow fights with the hookers.
Yes. Yes. Oh. But, all right, Elijah, what do you got today?
All right.
It's time for Random Fact of the Day!
Okay. Okay, everybody ready here? All right. Someone tried to sell New Zealand on eBay, but was stopped once the bid reached $3,000.
Holy
crap.
So this person doesn't even think that New Zealand was worth more than $3,000?
No. eBay stopped it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, dang.
No, but I guess it happened in 2006, and there's apparently a rivalry between Australia and New Zealand. So an Australian guy
trying to buy it?
Well, he's making a prank on New Zealand. So he's like, I'm gonna sell New Zealand. And so he...
All right, here we go. We're gonna go and sell New Zealand. Fuck these fucks.
So
anyway.
So he puts New Zealand for sale on eBay. And I guess he started off at its cent or whatever. Got all the way to $3,000 on eBay. He's like, what the frick?
Wait,
shut that bad boy down.
Hey, where's my money? Where's my money?
But hey, I definitely buy a New Zealand for $3,000. Just saying.
Heck yeah.
You get the whole Hobbit land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
That's where they filmed Hobbit, Lord of the Rings.
I know.
All what? That. Yeah.
You know, that's. Hey, they're gonna do the new show there too again. The new show they're coming out with on Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah.
Spent like a crap load of money. That show looks so good.
It's gonna be Lord of the Rings TV show. We were trying to talk about this before on the stupid ass episode that we spoofed, but anyways.
Yeah, looks
I
good.
I just hope it's good.
It looks good.
I hope it's going to be good, too. Now,
it
what?
Could be a chance that they spend they all
botch
money
it. They,
and
they,
yeah,
yeah,
they
completely flatten it.
I don't know. I they're throwing they so much money at it. $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Still, people
dollars.
Throw $1 billion in movies all the time.
Yeah, well,
No. This is the most anybody's ever spent on a show.
But
well, yeah, doesn't
there was another
team.
One.
Just because
there was
spent
another
a bunch
TV show called Terra Nova. Okay. Steven Spielberg made this movie, and at the time, it was good. It was really good. It was dinosaurs and all that good shit. But it's based in a dystopia.
How long ago was this?
A couple years. It's like, I think mid-2000s.
I think I remember this.
Anyways,
okay.
It's a dystopian world, desert, fucking, you know, it's hard to breathe.
Mad Max?
No, there's still technology and civilization, but it's getting there.
Okay.
But they discovered a rift in space and time. And to test it, because they're like, well, what is this? Where does this go? And they believe that it went to back in time. Like, they believe they went back in time in their dimension. So what they did was they launched a probe into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, well, we have the probe set to land here at this time, or at this exact location. We'll leave it there, and then we'll go look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they think it's in time. And they're like, it's not there. They're like, okay, so it's got to be to a different dimension. So they send people in, and they find out it's on Earth, based or way back in like Cretaceous period, Jurassic period, whatever. So there's dinosaurs roaming around. It's really good. Mm. But they only had one season because it cost so much.
No one liked it but Willie.
And my wife
Willie's
liked
like,
it.
Hey, this is a good show. And everybody's like,
I hate that when it's like a good show or like a good anime and it's just one season.
Yeah. And
it
like,
came
meh.
Out like 6 years ago. I'm like, come on.
It's all with the...
Another thing I read. Now, I'm not exactly how true this is, but mm-hmm. you were saying that Australia tried to prank New Zealand
yes.
because they were trying to sell
okay.
them.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a guy, I think it's in London, who's selling plots of land on the moon.
But doesn't the moon belong to us?
I don't know.
The moon don't belong to anybody.
No, we planted that thing flag.
Yeah,
we planted that thing flag.
But like, this is our land. This is the thing, though, is this guy is selling plots of land, and like, I think the article that I read said, like, the southeast portion of the moon, and okay. Japan is selling land on the northwest part of the moon. Like, what the fuck?
I still say the moon's ours. I still say so. Unless they want to go to war.
But we need to go, back to war with the moon. Big boy Willie here made a, not a boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. I do have to go back. So my conspiracy theory that I posted for last week, turns out it's not a conspiracy theory. It's an actual historical thing. So how I said that the Japanese landed on American soil in Alaska, I almost said Australia, Alaska, at the town of Nome or whatever, turns out it was wrong. Japan did land on Australia.
Australia?
God or dang it, Alaska. Alaska. Stop talking about Australia.
Alaska.
Anyways, but they landed on islands, a chain of islands that Alaska owned, like they were Alaskan territory. And it took us, the U.S., Canada, and I think...
Us three right here?
Well, I think, yes, like I said, Canada was owned, or Alaska was owned by Canada.
Well, whatever. Anyways.
Just telling you.
Anyways, it took us a year, unless it was U.S. territory, and we just had it, you know, whatever. But it took us, or all right, Canadian, whatever. It still took the U.S. and Canada a year to force the Japanese off of these islands.
By battle,
and telling them to get out, and you know, all kinds of shit. But anyways,
respect my authority.
We're gonna go straight into shower time with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what?
I'm talking about baby. All right, guys, soak this up real quick.
I thought it was in.
What?
Nothing going on.
It doesn't matter which one it is. It's the same shit, dickhead. All right, soak this up in however you want to soak it up. Drink it if you want to.
Ew, bath water.
People sell that shit. Girl Scouts is basically a brand name cookie company that gets away with child labor.
That's true. Holy shit. Okay.
Also, here's another one. At the age of 60, Snoop Dogg will be 420 in dog years. That's what I'm talking about, dog.
What for me, Penny? Can I hear?
It says at the age of 60, Snoop Dogg will be 420 in dog years.
Yeah. Okay.
420, blaze it, dog.
420, yeah. Blaze it up.
Still sitting there with a bong in his.
I bet, dude. All right, so we're going to go into some video games. Now, this one's being released on, like, basically everything, but I'm just going to cover it for the Xbox, okay?
Because
that's where it's at.
Xbox, baby.
Boop, boop.
Don't care about that PlayStation.
Oh, no, PlayStation's coming. Dying Light 2 is going to be coming out. I think it got moved to around the middle of this year. I'm not exactly positive, okay. But it might be out for PC already. I don't know. But for console.
Freaking PC.
Yeah. But it's a survival horror action RPG. Now, this one, it supposedly is based 15 years after the first. Okay. It also is a four-player campaign game.
We need to get that and play it.
Yeah. So, and every decision that, if you're playing four players, every decision that one player makes will affect the entire game for all four players.
Oh, man, you could troll your team if you wanted to.
Yeah, you'd be a dickhead.
You'd be like
a real fucking dick.
Which, that's me, baby.
Yeah, we don't let Elijah make decisions in games like that because, like, we'll have every faction after us. We'll have no safe haven whatsoever.
But did you ever play the first one?
Oh, yeah, I played the crap out of the first one.
Yeah. First one's pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
You say that the nighttime is scary. I don't think it is.
It was fun. It was intense because I hated it when you're like having a good time parkouring away from all those fucking super fast ones and you don't pay attention and then there's one just fucking like parkouring in front of you or like up in the corner of your screen. You can't see him and he basically tackles you and then they're all mauling you. And it was just intense. Well, it wasn't like scary.
Have you seen on your mini map and stuff? I remember there's one time I crouched in like over this awning, under this awning, and I went and got, it was like almost nighttime, but I crouched right there and I went and got like a drink or something like that, and I came back and like I was like surrounded by them. Like there was like six of them like on top of my thing. I was just like, oh, damn.
Looks like I'm hiding out here for the rest of the night. But no, good game, good parkour, good mechanics and all that good stuff. But like my favorite weapon to find in the first one was the Admin's Machete.
Admin's Machete.
Yeah, it was.
I thought you were about the Excalibur.
I like the Excalibur.
I got the Excalibur.
It's a weapon that the admins obviously left in the game that away when they were doing stuff. That, you know, and it's not a cheat. It's not a hack. It's not a glitch or anything. You could find a chest. It's a machete, and it's basically a one hit kill.
Well, I'm sure they'll have stuff like that in the second one
too. Oh yeah. No, you know,
yeah, little Easter eggs and stuff.
All right, so what I'm going to cover for the second one is PlayStation. It's The Last of Us Part 2. Now, I ain't got much on this, but it's made by Naughty Dog and Sony. It has an actual release date. It's supposed to be released May 29th, I believe it is.
Did you ever play the first one of that one?
I didn't. I watched my uncle play it, though, and that was pretty. It looks so pretty, dude.
It was good. I love that game. My favorite weapon was the bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah. The first one was made back in 2013, I think it was.
Yeah, a long time ago. I remember I played that one drunk. That far. I was in high school. First time getting drunk.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
No, it was horrible. It's always fun.
It
was a horrible idea. And then I went to Call of Duty, and I thought I was killing it.
You were killing.
I got three kills. Woo, guys!
I thought I was destroying it, talking so much shit.
All right.
And then, like, at the end of the game, I showed my leaderboard came up, and I was like 3-20. I was like, oh, I need to go to bed.
All right, guys. Sounds like we're wrapping it up real quick, but we got to wrap it up. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to try to be getting more stuff on Instagram and Twitter, but, you know, Twitter is just going to be all that texting and whatnot. But hit us up on the group chat. Let us know what you like, what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe Rex will post on the group chat what his tat looks like, and you guys can see that.
Yeah, we don't care about that, though, right, guys?
And then...
We don't care about you.
That's fucked, bro.
Hey. What
about you?
All right, so that's it. Nah, deuces.
Everybody loves me.
This is Big Will.
Everybody loves
Peace out, you sexy savages.
Yeah, baby.